The McElroy brothers are not experts, and their advice should never be followed. Travis insists he's a sexpert, but if there's a degree on his wall, I haven't seen it. Also, this show isn't for kids, which I mention only so the babies out there will know how cool they are for listening. What's up, you cool baby?
1, 2, 3, 4.
It's the start of something beautiful. A small acquaintance has blossomed. It's ripened into a precious friendship. I could have never seen what was coming for me. Hangs at the skate park, hangs by the beach. My life, it feels like.
Everybody, welcome to my brother, me, an advice show for the modern era. I'm your oldest brother, Justin McElroy.
What's up, Trav Nation? It's me, your middlest brother, Travis Big Dog Vroom Vroom Wolf Wolf McElroy.
What's up, Trav Nation? Glad to be here. Thanks for having me, sweet baby brother, 30 under 30, Griffin McElroy.
Guys, I've been having a lot of trouble sleeping lately, and it's just occurred to me that now that we're in the spooky months, maybe I'm a teen wolf.
I don't think we are in October.
September's pretty scary, too.
Yeah,
but that news peg of, like, now we're in the spooky month. It's mid to
no,
late.
No, spooky
September.
Months.
Spooky months.
Months. Plural.
Yes. We all know.
You count September as one of the scary ones?
Yeah, man.
November?
September, October, November. The three scary ones.
Even
December.
The beginning of December November's can be like scary, snowy, Nordic, vampire, let the right
December,
one in.
December, January, February, the cold ones. March,
yeah,
April,
those are
May,
scary ones.
The spring ones. June, July, August, the hot ones.
Yeah.
I agree with this seasonal thing. I've been Mr. Let's use the months as separators from the beginning, but I don't, this is just fall. It's not the spooky months. Like, you can't have three spooky months.
Okay. You know, I'm sorry, Justin. Are bats trying to kill you in all the other months or just the spooky ones?
Thank you. You know, Justin, some thousands of years ago, scientists aren't sure when, a guy named Augustus Caesar said, you know what? 10 months, no more. I'm going to add in months for me and my dad. So I'm adding in July and August. And everybody said, okay, cool, man. We've numbered the months. September is the 7th. October is the 8th. November is the 9th. December is the 10th. So you'll go at the end. And he said, no. I'm going to jam them in the middle there and really fuck up the whole numbering system. And everybody said, okay, cool, man. So I think, Justin, we can do whatever the fuck we want.
It's all made up pretend.
Yeah,
animals don't know the months, Justin.
Animals don't know the month, except for bats, because they do know when are the good months to kill you.
Groundhogs know when February is.
Yes.
How do bats know when to change into Draculas?
It's not a Dracula thing. Dracula's make-believe, and saying that is really making light of the threat of that bats want to kill you in September.
Also, Justin, to be fair, Dracula turns into bats. Bats don't turn into Dracula.
It'd be crazy if a bat turned into Dracula.
Travis, did you have a thing? Did you have a thing, Travis? Did you have a thing?
I said my thing. I'm turning into a teen wolf.
That's your whole thing. That was your whole
It was kind of a conversation starter icebreaker.
But we found a lot of rich veins, right? Like, I want to talk about Bat Dracula, a bat who turns into a man and is then like, because like he doesn't understand how to operate a body.
He doesn't know how to walk.
Doesn't know how to walk, doesn't know how to pee, doesn't know how to
That's my
fuck.
Favorite. My favorite Batman villain is Man Bat, because I bet when he ran into him, he was like, fuck, they got me. They said one thing that I can't do.
Yeah.
They saw the inverse of me, and they got all the parts of me that are a man.
And Man Bat's parents, very much alive, is the other thing.
Yeah,
we don't talk about that enough. He has extra parents.
Mm-hmm. We were in Austin during one of the months where bats are allowed to kill you. If we had been too close to that bridge come sundown, guys, we would have been absorbed in the cloud and turned into bones.
Like Mobius.
A lot like that.
Is that who his name? I don't think that was his name, was it? It was Morbius,
That's
wasn't
right,
it?
Man. It doesn't matter.
Travis,
no
sorry,
one
did
cares.
Did you just spoil the end of Morbius?
I'm sorry, everybody. He gets sucked into bats and turned into bones.
No, he turns into five bats and then clouds a guy who turns into bones. That's how Morbius ends.
Okay.
Man,
that movie sounds really good.
It's pretty cool. Five bats isn't enough to hide sort of the peeling and stripping.
If the bats are big enough, I guess.
No, they don't. It's not their job to hide the scary thing that they're doing. It's their job to eat. Yep.
Do you think Draculas ever compare the size of bat they turn into when they turn into bats? I bet if you're a Dracula who turns into a really big bat, when you turn, you get to brag a lot to your friends.
Yeah. I mean, for me, the big thing is how many bats do you turn into? Because you to be able to turn into a few of them.
Okay. Would you rather turn into five little bats or one big bat?
Yeah, good question. Do you want to be a swarm of bats or do you want to turn into one big bat?
Swarm of bats is weird because I am still controlling them. So how's that? How am I up in...
Hive mind.
Okay.
Okay, but okay. If one of my swarm of bats gets killed and I turn back, is, like, my finger gone?
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh, bummer.
Yeah. It's actually
if the one bat gets killed, like, you know what I'm saying? If the one bat gets killed, it's you, you will die.
Yeah. Mm, I don't think that's true. I think he gets a second chance if he dies as a bat. He kind of, like, he comes back.
No, I think if you die in the bat, you die in real life.
I don't think so, man. I think...
Okay, would you rather turn into a swarm of bats or one big bat in an armored mech suit that protects you from violence?
Yeah.
If we were doing a Dracula movie, do you know what would be sweet? Like, if he turned into a swarm of bats and they were like, fuck, he's one of those. But then he, like, reconforms into one big bat. So he's, like, got three forms. There's, like, big bat, swarm... And then Dracula, just as a gentleman, going about his day. Dracula who could, like, do banking and stuff.
Yeah.
Where a lot of monsters can't do that, and Dracula can do
banking. He has an app. He has an app that lets him pick which kind of bats he wants to turn into.
Mm-hmm.
His bat app. That's a cool modern Dracula for me.
Yeah, dude.
Sorry. In this, so he has an app.
Yeah,
which is called...
Bat app.
With no A. It's called Pete. It's just...
And he gets to pick how many bats, the size of the bats, whether he wants to control all of them or have someone else steer some of the other bats.
At first, I would need to be one bat. I cannot be both a bat and split into like five minds.
Yeah.
I can't take the pressure of both at once.
I bet when
I want a microtransaction for additional bats.
When you're a vampire and you first learn to turn into a swarm of bats, I bet there's... a couple times in the beginning where you're still figuring it out and you turn back, but all your bats were in the wrong place when you turn back.
Yeah, man.
And like your head's on your knee and stuff and you're like, oh, no. And then you gotta turn back into a swarm of bats and try again.
Yeah. The other like really important thing is you can't stay a cloud of bats for over 60 minutes or else you get stuck as a cloud of bats forever.
Yeah.
Yep.
And that means
if you
something.
Stay a cloud of bats long enough, eventually, the hand bats are like, really, we're the most important ones if you think about it. And then the brain bats are like, well, if you think about it a different way, you can't think about it without the brain bats. And then they start like, there's infighting.
Well, they start to have their own dreams and desires and stuff.
That's when it's sentience is the, that's when you got to worry.
I've never thought about vampires.
That's what happened in my left foot.
Yes.
The left foot gained sentience?
And became a bat and left. That's true. Wow. That's what happened in the film. You didn't watch it closely enough.
The original name
I didn't
of the
watch
film,
it at all, Justin. So that might be the problem.
The original name of the film was My Lousy Left Foot's Off Again on Another Adventure.
Flapping his leathery title, wings.
The original title was My Angry Bat.
Yeah.
They said that's
And I'll tell you, the amazing thing is Daniel Day-Lewis was so committed that he learned how to turn into a swarm of bats for that movie.
Everyone always mentions Angela. No one puts any respect on Brenda Fricker's name for her job, for her.
What the fuck are you talking about, Griffin? We've done nothing but put respect on Brenda Fricker's name for a decade.
We have made space. We've made as much space for Brenda Fricker as we can. This is an advice show.
I want to talk about more Vampire Voltron.
Yeah, same. Do you guys think that vampires and Dracula, they put a little too much lore on it? Like, they kept putting more and more and more and more stuff, and then, like, they just never stopped until they realized they had gone too far. Like,
I think, for me, if I'm a vampire and I'm watching the whole thing develop,
yes.
I think, for me, the garlic is where I'm like, okay.
That's crazy.
We've gone far enough, thank you. You know what I mean? Like, I'm just a regular garlic, like just regular on
I
garlic.
Bet that sucks too, because like, yeah, maybe Dracula just didn't like garlic in his food. He wasn't a fan, and it became a thing. So now like when they go to monster parties, everybody keeps the garlic out of everything. But like Dan the vampire is like, I like
guys,
garlic.
You do not need to make space for this. The whole thing about like they stab, the only way to kill you is stab you in the heart and then you turn into a big pile of dust. What the fuck does that even, what are you talking about? Turn into dust.
Nothing works like that. You know what I mean? Nothing works like
that. What would happen to his body that would reduce it to dust? That's crazy.
Where does the water...
Where's the water in his body?
Well, that's why they're always drinking blood. They're so dehydrated.
Yeah.
That would be cool as if when you spiked a vampire, it turned into dust and cloud. It was just like instantly like
or ecosystem. Or a gush, like a sudden expulsion of all liquid in the body, just a... And then...
Like the Fremen, like what happens with the Fremen when you kill the Fremen and the water just
water balloon, and yeah.
But then it's mud. What if it's raining into the ash? Then it's mud, and he's just gonna goop back out of it. Like,
yeah, that's a good point.
Reborn. Yeah.
I didn't think about that, guys. That's a good point. I bet the vampires were super jazzed when modern mirrors were invented, because the whole thing with not seeing their reflection is because mirrors used to be backed with silver. But now we don't use silver anymore, so vampires are like, oh, yes, I'm not the vampire. You can see me in the mirror.
Oh, that's interesting. And that's, so you should have a silver mirror with you if you want to spot.
Oh, yeah, at all times. I think you'll also probably get poisoned from it, I imagine. A lot of
How does a vampire sort of separate out when he's, like, reading a book and there's, like, lowercase t's in it? And he sees those and he's like, those are fine. But then he sees a Christian cross and is like, no.
That's why he hates sans serif so much.
Yeah.
He needs the serifs. He will only read the serifs. Like, he needs the little
curly
on the T's, on the curly Q's, a little bit of a like a fun thing. He needs it. Because if it's sans serif.
Yeah.
That's why all vampire books are printed in wingdings.
That's good, Travis. That's thanks. I don't want to do this show today. I just want to goof around with Travis making vampire jokes to
us.
But
not me. That's fun.
No, you and me get to just sit in our comfy little couch and Travis gets to make vampire jokes to
us. Well, we're not going to make him do a whole hour.
No, and the problem, Griffin, the problem with vampire jokes is they all suck.
I want to just cuddle up and
that's really actually great, Trav. Yeah, that one's actually quite good. It is weird that we're so afraid of vampires, right? Yeah. And there's like such a body of work about vampires are scary.
Yeah.
But like if you take a step back from vampires, think about it for 1 second.
Yeah.
Vampires got to sleep in a box.
Yep. Uh-huh.
Sun kills them.
Uh-huh.
You know exactly where they are like 8 to 10 hours every day.
They also got to travel with a lot of dirt.
Yeah.
They're asleep in a coffin. Sunlight kills them. And if they want to come to your house, you have to explicitly ask them to do so. Why are we afraid of these guys? Honestly, like we should be looking out. They should be an endangered species. We should be looking out for.
Mm-hmm. Do you think when a vampire sees a human being just walk into the vampire's house uninvited, they're like, fuck, man, I know that there's no rule for you, but rude.
But it's like rude.
It sucks, dude.
It's rude. I wouldn't do it.
Why are you here? To fucking kill you. Why? Like, why, dude?
Why?
This is the only interaction I have with you guys.
I can't even open the curtains on my windows. I don't know what time it is.
Is this just because I killed your nephew while he was getting water for the horses one time? I killed one 10-year-old nephew, and you're like, Dracula, get him!
Did you even like him that much?
That was like 9 days ago, dude. Get over it.
His fingernails were so gross, dude! Did you look at his fingernails? Oh! You should be thanking me!
I saw you eating some cow meat the other day. Is that cow's son going to come kill you? Come on. Be cool.
Do you think Dracula is gluten intolerant? This isn't. There's nothing else there.
We talked about that already. Like, literally that exact thing in Count Donut. We've discussed this exact topic.
Okay.
At work, I've started a new role where essentially I'm the personality for a popular snack mascot. I either write or approve everything they say. When I tell people what I do for work, they always ask me to do the voice, but I don't do the voice. I am just a writer. Brothers, how can I avoid this awkward exchange every time I tell someone I'd do for work. It's also extra tough on me because I asked my bosses if I could do the voice, but they said I just didn't have what they were looking for. That's from Misunderstood Mascot. You should stop telling people that you are the voice and soul of Chester Cheetah.
Yeah.
And people will stop asking you to do the voice.
You say, I'm the mind and soul of Chester Cheetah.
I think it's crazy you guys leapt immediately there. Like, it's possible, I guess, but to me, that represents, like, the big show. This would be, like, George
There's a team steering Chester.
Yes, there's a whole network of data mining AI sort of probes that are coming up with the best.
I don't know that that's true. I think that you want a consistency of thought process. You want to see, like, yes, that's exactly something Chester Cheetah would do, and so you'd want one person.
He's called Chester Cheetah, but you can't lose the human element there.
Exactly.
Mm. Or else he isn't relatable. Like, he is a blank canvas. And that's what I appreciate about him, is we have not filled him to the brim with a ton of lore. He is a cheetah who looks cool and likes to eat Cheetos. We don't need a whole biography on him past that. We don't need an SNES platformer.
He also has an unstated danger element to him. Where he'll say, like, dangerously cheesy, and, like, he's got a vibe of danger to him, but it's never specified what that is, danger.
You don't want to, people think, I would love to meet Chester Cheetah. You don't want to meet Chester Cheetah. You're not going to love that experience. Don't meet your idols, especially when they are, by their own words, dangerous.
Yeah. Same with Tony the Tiger. I think if I met Tony the Tiger, he would encourage me to
be more
physically active.
These are jungle cats that will fucking kill you,
gang. I have a list of the top 50 brand mascots. And I was wondering if I were to throw some at you, you guys could just give me some fresh takes. Because I would love this job.
That's
awesome. I feel like we would be really good at this game.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Travis,
question asker, like, this is not remotely what you wanted, but, like, I bet it'll be helpful too.
Travis, like, let's say that you are the one. You're the one who's now in charge of Snuggle Bear. Like, how are you making Snuggle Bear more relevant for today's market?
I think seeing somebody, they've just had a really stressful, maybe like first day of college, where like they bumped into somebody and they got yelled at a bunch. And like maybe their professor was really mean to them. And they're just sitting there and they're really like freaking out. And Snuggle Bear comes over with like a warm, fluffy blanket, and he puts the blanket over their shoulders, and he says, "I'll take care of it." And then we see Snuggle Bear ripping into the throat of everyone who was mean to him.
Yeah,
shit, that's cool. That's actually cool. Okay,
I don't know
Griffin.
That it's going to move a lot of fabric softener, but
no, or it's not
okay.
Sell
instead
a lot
of ripping
units.
The throat out, he's smothering them with a blanket, and while smothering them, the people are also saying, "So soft."
That's cool,
Griffin.
Yeah.
We all know that Chef Boyardee is America's most beloved chef, but no one gives a shit about him anymore. So how would you bring Chef Boyardee into 2025?
Big social media presence to start things out, to lay the groundwork. And it's going to be stuff like Chef Boyardee edited into like anime music videos, like a lot of fan...
Chef Boyardee.
A lot of fan sort of cuts that Attack on Titan... All kinds of other sort stuff, and
that My Hero Academia kind of
My
like
Hero Academia. So like,
is he a giant? Is Chef Boyardee a giant in the
no,
anime?
No, you're watching clip, and this is not on TV, so you can use clips.
Whatever you can do, whatever. There's no laws. Basically,
there's no
laws.
Whatever, but it's like clips from Attack on Titan and Boruto, and like all of those guys, and
the
then like
ones.
In there, but it's coming from Chef Boyardee's channel. It's like his channel, and he doesn't even mention the fact that it is Chef Boyardee until like the comments of everyone is like, "Hey, great anime fan edit, Chef Boyardee." So like the buzz is getting out there in a really organic way. And then I don't think you really honestly have to do much more than that these days.
Can I counterpoint that?
I would love you to.
Chef Manardee. And now he's a ripped dude, and he's like got kind of that like sexy Santa Claus.
Okay.
No, hold on,
obviously,
sexy Santa Claus vibe. You know,
make any of them hot. Like, of course,
yeah. Like, make them hot. I got
also
some, I got
Jeff
my list
Boyardee up. Would be great. It's just a guy.
Jeff Boyardee is real. We should get Chef Boyardee into Master Chef this year just to like give him a shot at something.
Jeff Boyardee.
Jeff Boyardee, Travis, I got one word for you. Aflac. You know?
Cool.
Aflac.
I want to see that duck after work. I want to see that duck go home. And we see like maybe some unpaid bills, maybe like photographs with somebody ripped out of them, right? Yeah. He's gone through some hard times. And he at home, he feels so empty and alone. And the only time he feels alive is when he's screaming Aflac in people's faces. And it gives us like, he doesn't do this for the money, right?
Yeah.
He does it. This is a service. This is something he does from his heart.
Sorry, I'm trying to listen, but on the page I have shared that has the mascots, inexplicably there is a Robin Williams memorial airing in the bottom right-hand corner of the window, and I'm trying to watch, but there's this tiny little Robin Williams memorial that was playing. Guys, it was really moving. He taught us all to laugh.
I mean, it's a kick-ass Patch Adams. A kick-ass Patch Adams bit he's doing. But yeah, back to the game.
Back to the game. Oh, hey, listen, what if it was just me, Justin McElroy, and it was a video, and I'm like, hi, I'm the Gerber baby. I'm doing fine.
Yeah.
I'm okay. You know, the food worked out. I grew up and I lived and it all worked out fine. So it's good baby food.
I ate the food. I did eat the food and some of it's pretty good, guys. Like, and I am getting paid to say that, but like, I'm the Gerber baby, so people ask.
It comes up.
I think you could take, I'm looking at the screen here, Justin, get the Quaker Oats, man, but take him in kind of a witch hunter kind of vibe when he's talking
also
about how
thinking he should hunt
sugary sugary cereals are like deeply sinful and demonic.
Yeah,
let him come in and like burn the Trix rabbit at the stake or something.
Old,
you know?
Time dark ages family drama a la The Witch, and Quaker Oats man is the father, and and sorry guys, get into the religion more, Quaker Oats. You guys are leaving a lot on the
table.
The
religion is a huge part of it, guys.
It's like a huge part of it, guys, and you really aren't. When I eat Quaker Oats, I'm not getting a message. Do you know what I mean? And that is going to put it in certain people's hearts and minds.
Yeah, Quaker, Quaker makes chewy granola strawberry crispy clusters. Like, is that? It feels judgmental to have the Quaker looking at me from that box. Like, that is, I'm not inhabiting the Quaker lifestyle with that. You know what I mean?
Nah, no man. Way. Tis a gift to be chewy. Tis a gift to be strawberry.
That's good, man. Trix.
Trix.
I would just change the name. Just change the Trix name of the Trix rabbit.
To what?
And the name of the cereal. Trinks.
Drax.
With an N.
Drax.
Trinks.
We got Drax now.
It's my cereal.
Oh, cool. Guardians of the Galaxy? Yeah.
That's
we
cool.
Replaced Trix rabbit with Drax. That's easy. That one's easy.
I would not be surprised if I mentioned Trix cereal and you're like, no, Disney does actually own, through a series of mergers, they do own Trix cereal and also the nickel.
What is the Jolly Green Giant? Is he a vegetable?
Yeah, are you ready for this? The Jolly Green Gundam.
That's cool.
Fuck!
That's cool. He might end up in a Chef Boyardee fan edit, too, which would be cool.
Jolly Green.
I know, right?
Jolly Green Gundam is good. Can they sue us for right? that? Probably not.
Yeah.
I mean, if we don't do anything with it, which our track record says we won't.
What about like hanging in there, Green Giant? And it's like being a little bit more emotionally honest about how he's but the brand is called.
What about on Molly Green Giant?
Molly Green
he's
Giant.
He's just
cool.
Really feeling rolling. Colors and tasting light.
I think,
you know, he's having a great
time. Just destroying the countryside beneath his giant sort of like stoned body as he just kind of vibes around.
I want him to be more representative of my relationship with cereal. So like when he sees me, he's like, hey, Justin, I rubbed oil all over me and all the herbs you like. And I roasted myself for 450 degrees for a half hour. I'm like ready to go, ready for you to eat me. I want them to be more appetizing. You know what I mean? Like the idea of a giant man.
You want to be more interested in eating the Jolly Green Giant?
He could look more like food.
I would like him to feel more like sentient food, because right now he's kind of an uncanny valley situation where he's like, can I eat him or not? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You want clarity.
I want clarity.
You want VeggieTales. When you watch VeggieTales, you know the second you see one of those guys whether or not you would pop up.
Why are we listening to a bear about fire? Right?
Yeah.
I would wonder about Smokey the Bear is so interesting. What if he was a person who had a diploma about it and he was like, I would rather you did it. You know what I mean? Like, I don't trust a bear. He could be trying to chase me to better places to eat me. You know what I mean? Like, don't light a campfire because then I'll be scared of it and I can't come eat you, basically.
I have a theory on this, which is I believe that the bear was chosen as opposed to, say, a deer or a squirrel, a more relatable forest animal, because of the implied threat. Of like, only you can prevent forest fires or else, right?
And that shit doesn't work on me. I think you catch a lot more flies with honey than whatever Smokey Bear is trying to set down by being subconsciously pretty frightening.
The only reason.
Just a huge.
The only reason to make McGruff the crime dog human-sized.
Yeah.
Is to give the implication that he can arrest an adult and take him to jail.
Correct.
Like, you right, need to sure. be able to, because McGruff could solve crimes with just his snout leading the proper authorities to the criminals. Right. But he has to be man-sized, because you need to know that when he does track them down, he can fist fight them. Like, he can fight them physically.
How much money do you think it would cost to get an edit of Air Bud that someone touches up with VFX or whatever, where he is a 5'10" tall bipedal dog man who's like, so guys, did I make the team?
Like, it's like the dog like police video, but it's 90 minutes long. And yeah, it sounds good, man. I'd love to watch a full sentient adult size Air Bud.
I would be more into a more friendly figure for my forest fire prevention. I would love like a crunchy, like your crunchy friend Kyle. Your earthy crunchy friend
Kyle. That would be better for me in vegetables, I think. Ronald McDonald is one of my favorites because he is one of the few that they just won't for a few years. You know, there's like a couple, they'll go years and be like, Ronald, no, I don't think so.
They made such a big deal about Grimace. Like, Grimace is uncanceled, guys. He's bringing him back out of retirement. It's like, that's great. I haven't seen Ronald's ass since fucking 2020. Like, where is he?
I think it's time for Ronald to go cyber, if you ask me. It's time for Cyber Ronald, a fully digitized, out-of-the-computer VR experience.
I like that. That's cool.
Is he?
And I know what you're saying, Travis. That seems like a lot of buzzwords without any follow up.
You didn't say what it would be, but that's.
But you're interested.
Let me fill in the gaps in my imagination. Yeah.
4K.
Fuck yeah, dude.
Yeah, man. Crypto.
Oh, dude.
Yeah, buddy. This is new gen. Next wave.
Next wave, Ronald.
Next wave, Ronald. That's right. Fully digital.
I would find it a lot cooler to find out that you wrote all the ad copy for the Little Caesars guy, which is, I'm guessing, sort of a mid-range kind of mascot job.
I think he only says the one thing, Griffin.
You're right. I picked the worst imaginable example.
But I do love the idea of the reason there hasn't been any new dialogue is because it's like, I can't think of anything else he would say. It's not in character.
No, it's not that, Travis. It's an exercise and a display of unfathomable restraint. There's a whole team of writers. Every week they get together in the conference room and bring up their best shit. Like, how about check this out? Pizza, pizza? I'm like, no, sorry. It's not broken, guys. It's still the best it could possibly be, but keep grinding.
There must have been a point with Little Caesars where they said, what if he just says pizza? And they're like, that's not it. And then someone said, what about pizza, pizza, pizza? And they're like, I think that's too much.
Shit.
We gotta. And then somebody said, I know, just two times. And they said,
Well, they did it two times because they used to give you two pizzas in a very long box. And that was the whole angle is it wasn't very good, but at least there's two of them. Now they have to rely on puffs.
What does that have to do with Caesar? why was that connected to Caesar in any way?
It's a Greek
was
style.
Caesar known for giving two
pie.
Pizzas?
It's a Greek style pie.
He made the first pizza.
Oh, the famous Greek emperor Caesar? Is that what you're saying, Justin?
Greek and Rome, a lot of people are still kind of, you know.
Uh-huh.
The same time. Travis, those two happened the same time, and
historians agree they were all about columns. All had columns and robes and togas, and it's all kind of a
shit. Man, that's confusing. The second time we talked about Caesar this episode.
Yeah,
they all had different.
But which one? Because all this stuff, Travis, all this mythology, it happened so long ago, and they have a lot of the same kind of
Crustus Caesar.
Acrustus Caesar, is that the name of the little Caesar's mascot? Because I don't know.
I've decided it is, yes.
He probably has one. Acrustus. Probably has one, and it's probably great.
You know, Little Nero's pizza isn't real. Just in Home Alone.
Okay.
So it's not real.
I mean, it is in Home Alone.
But no, Justin.
That's real.
Home Alone's not real.
Home Alone is not a real.
You can't be like, it's real in a made up movie.
Yeah.
Let's go to the money zone.
Because it's clearly
Let's shut
a
up.
Reference.
Hey, Travis, that was the fucking perfect transition. You ruined it.
Damn it, dude. I nailed it. And you killed it.
Hey,
I want to try it again.
Hey, guys, for real. Hey, guys. The Matrix isn't real.
You would say that, though. You would say that until Fuck you realized up. You were wrong.
Looks real when you watch The Matrix. You're like, whoa, really? But it's not actually. It didn't happen.
But it stars my friend Morbius.
No, man. No, man.
No, Morbius turned into a cloud of bats and flew into the sky. We've covered this.
Right. Okay. Sorry. Yeah, I switched them again.
Let's go to the money zone. It's not as good as the last one, but it'll have to do.
You know, I don't know, Justin, if it's from my school days when I was a wee lad, but fall will always feel like the beginning of the year to me. You know what I mean? It feels like the new start of it, because like going back to school and that kind of thing.
The page is being turned.
Great time.
The page is being turned. You know, it's a new chapter.
Page is being turned. The leaves fall. Lives change. And the step by step, day by day. You know, you get it.
Yeah.
And it's a great time to start some new things to take care of yourself. And I recommend Factor.
Like what, Trev?
Because in all that change, all that hustle, all that bustle, it's hard to find time to cook. But Factor's there for you with their chef-prepared, dietitian-approved meals. And they're designed to make it easy to stay on track and enjoy something comforting and delicious, no matter how hectic the season gets. They have a huge variety of weekly meals. There's premium seafood choices like salmon and shrimp at no extra cost. And for the first time, you can try Asian-inspired meals with bold flavors influenced by China, Thailand, and more. Eat smart at factormeals.com/brother50off and use code brother50off to get 50% off your first box. To be clear, that's BROTHER50OFF. That's 50% off your first box, plus free breakfast for 1 year. That's code BROTHER50OFF at factormeals.com for 50% off your first box, plus free breakfast for 1 year. Get delicious, ready-to-eat meals delivered with Factor. Offer only valid for new Factor customers with code and qualifying auto-renewing subscription purchase.
Hey, Juice, we were over at your house, you know, a month or so ago, and I just want to say, kitty cat's looking
good. Yeah, man. Both the kitties are looking really good. Their coats are looking thick and lustrous. And I think...
Griffin, you sounded really alf-like there for a second.
Yeah.
Like you're
not in a hungry way. Cat Smalls is the reason, by the way. It's a cat food that I've been giving them. It comes in these little packages. It comes frozen in a big box. You take out what you need, and then you're opening a fresh pack of delicious food that your cat's going to be wild for. Smooth bird, smooth cow, other bird. They love all the flavors.
I'm kind of a smooth bird.
You're a smooth bird? When Travis comes over to my house and needs a late night snack, he reaches for smooth bird. But you can choose whichever of these delicious tummy tempters that you want to indulge in.
Justin, I told you never to talk about that in public. I thought it was people food.
It
looks so good.
Each Smalls meal is also infused with Melmite, which is the only substance that can hurt out. And so... when he smells one of the cats who's been eating Smalls food, he gets freaked out and like runs away.
None of that is true, but what is true is that cats love smalls, or at least mine do. If your cats have good taste like mine do, then they're going to love it as well. Because you're my brother and me listener, you can get 60% off your first smalls order plus free shipping when you head to smalls.com/mybrother. That's 60% off when you head to smalls.com/mybrother plus free shipping. Again, that's smalls.com/mybrother.
You guys know that stinky onk that I carry around for my protection?
Is that made of Melmite?
That's Melmite, yeah. Because it's, again, one of the stinky is there's onk. Not much.
It's a little onk.
It's like that stinky onk shaped talisman that I carry
you
around.
You remember?
That's for Alfs.
Howdy there. So sorry to interrupt whatever amazing show you were listening to, but it's time for an ad. I'll be so quick and get you back to your show. Don't worry. I'm host Austin, one half of a podcast called Secret Histories of Nerd Mysteries that I make with my good friend Brenda. We talk about the pop culture stuff you like Thundercats and Yu-Gi-Oh! Did you know that the Thundercats are cousins with Farrah Fawcett? Or that Yu-Gi-Oh! Once caused a riot? You probably want to know more. You can find us at Maximum Fun or wherever you get podcasts every single Tuesday.
The Wizard's Answer, 8x8. The Conclave's call to demonstrate their arcane gift, their single spell. They number 64. Until a conflagration! 63 and 62 they soon shall be, as one by one the wizards die, till one remains to reign on high.
Join us for Taz Royale, an Oops All Wizards Battle Royale season of the Adventure Zone, every other Thursday on MaximumFun.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey guys, I just want to talk about something that has become really important
to me. You're being so vulnerable, Justin.
Yeah, thank you. It's hard, you know, goal setting is really, like, really important, and it's really important to like sort of have things that you're working towards.
Goaltending is too.
So I'm a
heartbeat of the team.
I have found myself surprisingly caring about something a great deal, and it's something I just want to start get the conversation going because it's never too early. I want to talk. Okay. I want to talk about the Rock's Oscar, or as I'm calling it, the Rocksker.
The Rocksker, yeah. For the Smashing Machine,
yes, we have seen now. I don't think delighted is too strong a word. With every piece of Smashing Machine advertising that I get, I am happier that there is a movie called The Smashing Machine and it stars The Rock.
Sure. Good.
It is the true story of a UFC fighter, and it is being compared probably by The Rock most of all, I would think, in private, to Mickey Rourke's star turn in The Wrestler. And the conversation starting to turn towards whether or not The Rock is going to get The Rock's Oscar or not.
Do you think, unlike most people where they are like, oh, they're doing this to get the Oscar, I bet that the Oscars went to The Rock and were like, we have wanted to give you one of these for so long. Please just do a movie that we can even remotely justify giving it to you. Please let us give you an Oscar.
Please fuck with a softie. Please get with one of the softies. We will not tell you which one. Either one's going to get you there.
The Rock got, after the Smashing Machine premiered, it received...
It's out now?
No, so, well, it premiered at the festival circuit.
Travis, come back. It's not out yet.
It premiered on the festival circuit and received a 15-minute standing ovation at the end of it. During which The Rock reportedly cried uncontrollably.
Okay. For 15 straight minutes?
Okay, guys.
Listen.
I do not want to sound like I am judging The Rock for his emotional vulnerability. Amazing, but 15 minutes of crying
now,
hard,
we don't know
uncontrollable
if he, the
crying.
Ovation lasted for 15 minutes. I'm going to go ahead and start a timer just so we get an idea. Imagine the movie just ended and we're cheering for... Okay. The Rock, right?
You can't have that going in the show, though, because it'll reveal how much of our shit Rachel edits
we cut
out.
10 minutes
when you're like, and there's
minutes.
Our 15 minutes. All of those jokes are gone.
All right, now, I want to make it clear. I believe that everyone should be able to cry when the spirit moves them. It's fine.
I can.
I'm trying to picture the giant man that I know as The Rock crying uncontrollably.
I bet it's scary. I bet it's crazy. If he loses control.
Listen, they teach us not to editorialize when you're learning the AP style. And I don't think you can ever know the contents of another person's heart. I have to say, I assume that after you are a wrestling professional, you are always in control of your emotions. He can't afford to not be. You know what I mean?
Yeah, sure. Sure.
It's got to be tough.
You can't get angry. You can't get angry while you're out there because you could hurt somebody. That's what the smashing machine is kind of all about. You can't get sad out there or you'll get smashed.
The Rock?
Which is also one of the core messages of the smashing machine. Emotions lead to smashing.
The Rock has been wearing sunglasses. And The Rock has been wearing glasses at some of these events. And that is starting to make people think maybe it's time for the Rocksker. You know, maybe this is the moment because he's wearing
the glasses.
The glasses, maybe, because he's going for an evolution. And there's some other clues, too. And that's really what I wanted to bring you guys here for. The Rock's been doing a lot of promotion for the Smashing Machine, a lot of interviews, and I think The Rock.
The more you say the name of the movie, the more it sounds like a fun fake title we came up with for an actual movie.
I gathered some of The Rock's quotes about his work during the film because he's been out there promoting it, and I just wanted to share some of it with you guys.
Absolutely.
This transformation was something I was really hungry to do. I've been very fortunate to have the career that I've had over the years and to make the films that I've made, but there was just a voice inside of me, a little voice that said, well, what if I could do more? I want to do more. And what does that look like? I've been scared to go deep and intense and raw until now, until I had this opportunity to do this. When you're in Hollywood, as we all know, it had become about box office, and you chase the box office. And the box office in our business is very loud. It can push you. This is what The Rock said. It can push you into a corner and a category. This is your lane. This is what you do. And this is what people want you to be. And this is what Hollywood wants you to be. And I understood that. I made these movies, and I liked them, and they were fun. And some were really good and did well. And some not so good. I think what I did realize is I just had this burning desire in this voice that was just saying, what if there's more? What if I can?
Do we get to vote on Oscars? Do we get to decide? What would we have to
do? What
do we
need to do? Because I'm doing my part. I can't take out a billboard outside Rodeo Drive, okay?
I want to help. I want to reward what I just heard, and I don't know how to give
something. He's been fighting so fucking hard, guys.
Can I tell you, I was struck in that statement. There's a beautiful childlike naivete as he's like, is there more than just doing big man punching movies? I don't know.
Don't dismiss a million billion big man punching
movies. Yeah, like
100 million billion big man punching movies.
But that he's sitting there like, what does it even look like for The Rock to do some like real act? And should I try acting
deeper?
The great thing about following The Rocksker, as I have been, is that the people who are covering The Rocksker don't actually have the vocabulary to understand what The Rocksker means. So they are buying it. Here's a real line from the Variety story about the premiere of The Smashing Machine. Before the screening started, one fan shouted Johnson's signature WWE line, can you smell what The Rock is cooking? Prompting laughter from the man of the hour. The Rock's going to get his Oscar, guys. He's going to get his fucking Oscar. These people are not getting it.
He wasn't a dick about it. Yeah, he didn't pull a Billy Bob Thornton where he'd be like, would you ask Brad Pitt about his cooking YouTube that he does? Like, he owns it. He knows where he came from, and he's proud of it.
I'm thinking of a lot of, like, got an Oscar and then ended up doing big man action movies.
He wants to have
Think of. Yeah, there's a Stallone. You know, Stallone paved the way of like got that Rocky for writing, I believe, and then said, "Now I'm just going to be action guy from now on."
Yeah,
and And now here's the Rock coming in.
Now he's the king of Tulsa. Enough said.
That's true.
The Rock continues in this same junket. Period. Like same junket, same
the
tour.
Rock,
right? These are all from the same junket. Sometimes it's hard to know what you're capable of when you've been pigeonholed into something. It's harder to know, wait, can I do that? I feel like I can. And sometimes it takes people who love you and respect you to say you can. The Rock!
Yeah.
Guys, The Rock is like, I feel like I've been pigeonholed into being The Rock.
Yeah, man.
It says in your contract you can't lose fights, The Rock. Yeah, man. I think you've been pigeonholed. I think you've had a role in that pigeonholing. I think.
But it's cool to watch him do this shadow work out in front of all of it. Like,
yeah, I have to do this in a mirror. The Rock gets to do it in front of reporters.
And this is what those Safdies do to you. This is how those Safdies fucking get. Do you guys fucking remember what the Sandman used to be like before those Safdies got their fucking claws in him and turned him into like an introspective sort of artist? It's like, man, it's cool and I'm happy to see it, but also we're not going back, guys.
I'll say this though. It's very inspiring to me, because if someone like even The Rock can be pigeonholed into something, maybe I've been pigeonholed into something. You know,
you gotta wonder.
I've never
right?
really thought about
it. You gotta wonder, Trav. Are you being punished or like tormented in the same way that The Rock is?
I wear glasses. He's wearing glasses.
You wear glasses. Look at this.
He
look
looks
at these glasses.
Different.
He's
he
wearing.
And I.
He's wearing glasses.
Those are fucking cool glasses.
Yeah, because he's
too.
The Rock, man. They probably cost $4,000 and are made by Cartier. You know, sorry, but that's
maybe it's time for me to try.
They're $1,400.
Maybe I
sorry,
should be
they
in
are
the
by Cartier
machine too.
Okay, that's not that.
Okay, we'll talk about it.
I want to be in the smashing machine.
Travis, you can't be in the smashing machine.
No, smashing machine. Number two.
You can't.
Trav, it'll be a long time before they make Smashing Machine.
You can't, because you got to fight The Rock for it. And let me tell you where The Rock is at. I'm at a point in my career where I want to push myself in ways that I've not pushed myself in the past. I want to make films that matter, that explore humanity and explore struggle and pain. So remember, in the future, when The Rock is in films that don't do that, he's doing it against his will. Because that is not what he wants to do.
Or in his head.
Guys, I've got it. I'm going to write a biopic about myself, starring The Rock as me.
I'll get
the Oscar for screenplay.
For the Traveling Machine.
He gets the Oscar for the Traveling Machine. Yes. Starring The Rock as Travis McCoy.
Damn it, they want me to throw the podcast. What does that mean? they got me for podcast betting. What are you talking? Yeah, I was fixing podcasts. What is that?
The reviews are in. Still a better representation of podcasting than Alex Inc., says Variety.
Movies seem to struggle with basic cause and effect sort of storytelling, but beats the pants off Alex Inc.
This is the last one. I looked around a few years ago, and I started to think, you know, guys, okay, this is what The Rock said to people, right? Like, in my head, before I answer, I looked around a few years ago and I started to think, you know, am I living my dream or am I living other people's dreams?
The Rock doesn't know that. How am I supposed to answer that question for myself?
Is The Rock living my dream in which The Rock is a huge star and maybe gets an Oscar?
Yeah. Wait, am I living The Rock's dream and he's living my dream and we somehow switch bodies?
You can come to that recognition.
Possible.
And I think you either fall in line. Well, it's status quo. Things are good. I don't want to rock the boat. You know, you either keep doing the multi-million dollar movies or go, I want to live my dreams now and do what I want to do and tap into the stuff that I want to tap into and have a place finally to put all this stuff that I've experienced in the past and that I've shied away from. I've been scared to go deep and intense and raw until now, until I had this opportunity.
Keep going, King. Like,
man.
Keep it going. We're all rooting
for
you. Literally,
I'm not
everyone.
A watcher.
Now, to be fair,
I'm not a watcher of Young Rock. I guess you don't cover this territory in the biopic about your young life, which just seemed like missed opportunity. If I wanted to dig into sort of my unpacked stuff, one way that I might
Young
do
Rock.
That is a series about my youth, The Rock.
Yeah, but that was, he wasn't here yet. Young Rock has so much work to do before he gets to Rock.
I also think that there is an implied parenthetical statement at the end of all these quotes that's like, and now I have so much money that I don't have to worry about box office anymore, and I can make some of this shit.
He's making the Smashing Machine. If you want to make art, come to do a podcast. $1 billion. That's where the podcast. That's where the art happens.
You're welcome to be here, and I will eat every bad word I've ever said about you.
I love The Rock. I just feel like no one is doing the work that we are doing for The Rock right now.
Have you seen Jumanji?
In his day to day life,
he should have gotten an Oscar for Jumanji.
Yeah, he should have gotten an Oscar for Jumanji.
Thank you.
I'm going to a bachelor party at an Airbnb next weekend. The amenities include a hot tub and arcade, but also a laundry room. How can I surreptitiously do my laundry at the party without it being weird?
Yes.
Some additional notes. We're only there one night. It is in town. I have to pay to do my laundry at my apartment, so this will save me money. Thank you.
Cool. The logistics are easy. I think we could probably chip those in pretty easy. I mean, you bring a big suitcase. No one's going to fucking say anything.
They will. Why did you bring a big suitcase? For one night? Why such a big suitcase? They definitely will. Try again.
Medicine. Okay,
medicine. I'm super sick. This is my final farewell.
Well, no. Like, no, you wouldn't say
all that. Why would you
tell
your friends you're dying to cover up doing laundry?
I didn't say that. I would say it's personal. Say it's a personal reason for why it's so big. And they're not going to ask anymore. If they do, they're not your friends. And they'll say, why does it stink like old, dirty clothes so much? And you say, medical reasons, former friend. Like, the logistics are so easy. We don't have to sweat those.
It doesn't. You're making them seem actually harder than I imagined them to be before the question.
If you're in town, here's what you do. You just keep offering to run out and get more stuff for the party, but you're going back to your apartment and getting another load of laundry and bringing it back and forth.
That's good. That's good.
You need some sort
of... your big coke. You have a big coat on, too. That helps. You're wearing all the laundry.
Yeah. Some sort of Easter egg hunt or scavenger hunt or something would give him...
Just to get him out of the house for a while.
Well, I was going to say to give you an excuse for, like, continually, like, ducking in, like, there's got to be one around here. You know, like, if you said that, like really loud, like, there's got to be a clue around here somewhere. And, like, you can cover doing your laundry.
That's cool. And you need to tell the other people...
If they're like, why are you going into the laundry room so much? You can be like, scavenger hunt. You know what I mean?
For one.
No, they're playing too. There is a scavenger hunt. Oh. Like, you've organized
it. I just need a moment of quiet reflection and scavenger hunting.
Yeah, we don't use that excuse enough when someone's like, what are you doing just wandering around? What are you looking for? You should be able to just say, like, eggs.
Clearly, yeah. The implication is that you would organize the hunt. Like, you would have to organize it. Clearly.
I'm looking for hidden eggs.
Ooh, or hidden cameras.
That, Travis, I like that. You can't be too careful with these Airbnbs. It could be.
Yeah, no. But you just keep going in the laundry room. Yeah. Do you want to check, like, the bedrooms?
That's where they try to monitor. They want to take pictures of your filthy panties.
Nobody better be doing any laundry in my laundry room.
I'll tell you this right now. If I went to a bachelor party, because I've lived in apartments where I had to pay to do my laundry and stuff, and if I went to a bachelor party in an Airbnb and another guest there brought their laundry to do for free, the feeling I would feel is deep envy and anger at myself.
For
and
sure.
Hey, that's actually probably going to be your biggest issue. Everyone else has done it too. Yeah. And there's only the one washer dryer. You're going to have to coordinate and try not to mix up your underwears.
Me underwears.
I don't.
What's wrong?
Just Travis saying that really threw me for a loop.
Whether you don't want to mix up your underwears with each other if you throw your clothes together.
No, just calling it your underwear.
That's because of the rim.
That's what I'm saying. It made me think of
that. What if you went to everybody in the party and you got one piece of dirty clothes from each of them and you put it in with...
As a getting-to-know-you game?
No, like you... So The Rock has just finished his applause break.
Yeah. Wow, that's a huge amount of time to be... taking that energy from a big crowd.
Do you think it was a constant level the whole time?
It had to be dips and they're like, he's still crying. Maybe we should keep going. Yeah. Okay, he's still at it.
Yeah, the Variety headline is, The Rock Smashing Machine receives 7-minute standing ovation and then about a 9 or 10 second gap where it seemed like things were slowing down.
And then he kept crying even harder than before.
Maybe they clapped until he cried. Then they're clapping and they're like, he's right on the edge.
Do it, baby.
We only got him. Do it.
Do it, you big pussy. Let's see the waterworks. You're such a great actor. Come on. Do it. I want to smell what you're cooking.
The Smashing Machine received a 50-minute, very directed standing of it. Very targeted.
It was all the Iron Sheik.
That's what's crazy about it. He was just standing out,
yeah,
yelling at The Rock.
Wouldn't it be fuck? There should be one. If he gets up to do the speech, someone should hit him with a chair. I'm just saying that when he gets up to get the Oscar, Bradley Cooper... Yeah. It can't
come. Yeah. Oh, I went to Martin Short, but...
Martin Short? No! He'd kill Martin Short!
Wait, is he gonna strike
Martin
back?
Martin Short
or is
hits
this
him
like
with
a
chair. The Rock's like, uncontrollable. Guys, this is where he's at with this film, right? I wouldn't push him.
Oh, he's tapped into his feelings now.
Yeah, he's the full power of The Rock.
He's cracked wide open.
If you go to everybody in the party and you say, hey, give me one piece of your clothing, and then you put it in with your clothes, and then you start washing them, nobody can say anything because they discover it. You're like, oh, that's interesting. Check out this sock. Huh. I guess I'm not the bad guy.
I guess we're all culpable now.
I guess we're all criminals. Huh. Hey, thank you so much for listening to our podcast. I hope you've enjoyed it. I looked at my watch before I started saying that, and I don't really know why. Hey, we're going to do some more shows. You want to come see us? We're still out there.
We'd love that. If you wanted to. Yeah, we're going to be in Salt Lake City and San Diego doing shows next month. Tickets for all the shows are on sale now. You can get all the information about those shows and the ticket links and everything at bit.ly/MacRoyTours. And speaking of tickets, at the beginning of November, tickets for the 3rd annual Champions Grove at Ravenwood Castle in Hocking Hills, Ohio, are going to be on sale. All the information and everything at championsgrove.com.
That's more than just a ticket to an event, folks. That's a ticket to adventure. That's a ticket to friendship. That's a ticket to good times, to learning. You're going to learn.
And to friendship.
And friendship, which I have covered. Yeah, but double friendship. We got some new merch in the store. We got a Garrel shirt designed by Lynn Doyle. Who is at Lynn Doyle _ on Instagram, LINDOYLE. 10% of all merch proceeds this month will be donated to Equality Florida, which is dedicated to securing full equality for Florida's LGBTQ community. We also have a newsletter. You can sign up at bit.ly/MacRoy newsletter and be the first to know about new stuff that we're doing.
Hey, thanks to Montaigne for the use of our theme song, My Life is Better With You. Check out Montaigne's. It's not really new. I don't know at what point an album stops being new.
New to you?
It's hard to be official.
Well, they've been posting a lot of content from their tour and everything.
Yes.
It looks so cool.
That you should go check out Montaigne's TikTok presence. There's a lot of great videos.
Thanks, Montaigne. Do we have a final fear?
We do.
Yeah, I'll read it. This year, I'm going to be faster than my fear of trees, but only at night.
My name's Justin McElroy.
I'm Travis McElroy.
I'm Griffin McElroy.
See my brother, kiss your dad square on the lips.
Maximum Fun,
a worker-owned network
of artist-owned shows,
supported
directly
by you.